Well, what an outstanding opportunity we have, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend CL King coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. And let me make sure I record this because this has got to go down for posterity's sake, that I am about to show y'all that even at 46, ladies and gentlemen, and those who can't see me on our podcast family, I am curling, or I am bench pressing, whatever you would call it, a 175-pound weight. That's right. It's 175 pounds minus 150. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. I am so delighted that we are at the halfway point in our show week. Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night is when we get together as families across the country and around the world to hear dynamic stories of people making an impact. Look, if you're selling vacuum cleaners, this is not going to be the show for you. But if you're making an impact selling vacuum cleaners, you need to holler at us, okay? And so I have been blessed throughout this journey of podcasting, because as many of you know, having spoken to almost 400,000 people across the country and around the world, I am not a podcaster, or I was not a podcaster. And then we dabbled into it and found out, man, we can really make a difference in another lane. Let me put that weight down before I hurt myself. We can make a difference in another lane. And so I started, and Greg and I started making these connections and collaborations with people that had such dynamic stories. I'm like, man, I don't just want to hear myself talk all the time. Let's hear some stories of dynamic impact from other people. So the lady that I have on our show tonight is really, ladies and gentlemen, a world changer. And when I say a world changer, I'm talking about a legit world changer. She has so much to tell you tonight that's going to inspire you. I knew this show was going to be warm around the edges, but it's probably going to catch on fire. I want everyone to welcome to the international studios of Impacting Life 24/7, the one, the only, Miss Rhino Julie from Nevada. Welcome, Rhino.
So excited to be here. Let's do this.
That's right, man. she's just as wired as I am, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. And so, Rhino Julie, listen, I on purpose don't tell a lot about my guest in the intro because, man, I want to save it for you. I want you. There ain't nobody that can tell your story like your story. But before we get into all of the exploits that you are doing, all of the dynamic influences that you've had, and all of the tragedies and triumphs that you've shared throughout the years, I want people to connect with you. So if you are watching this show, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask Miss Rhino Julie to tell us how people can connect with her. So give us your website, your information, where people can find you at.
You know what? If anything that we say speaks to any of you at all, at the end of the episode, I'm going to give you a special code word, and I'm going to give you my email address right now, my super secret email address. Okay. It's julie@julierhino.com. You notice the Julie and the Rhino are backwards. This is my secret one. Okay. This is the one I don't normally use. And at the end of this, I'm going to give you a passcode. And if you put it in the subject, I will open it and I will personally reply to try to help in any way I can, probably with a video, because I like videos way better than words.
Yeah. And you can also find more information out about what Rhino Julie is doing there at rhinojulie.com. And that's our rhinojulie.com. Thank you, Greg, for spelling that in the chat, because you know King cannot spell. So listen, this has been a friendship that blossomed through a collaborative work that you and I worked together in, and so delighted that the Podcast Collab Club brought us together. And when Julie and I was participating in kind of like a get to know you mixer, I said, man, she's got some dynamic energy. And she was saying to herself, boy, this dude is crazy. So I said, man, we got to get together. Let's do a show together. And so, Julie, without telling everyone everything, get us caught up on how Rhino Julie came to be. Tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to our vast audience around the world.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me and for all of you guys listening. Man, keep listening to this man because, wow, he's awesome. And I'm just happy to be here with you all today. So my story, I suppose, I mean, you said the shortened version. So we'll skip the part where I was, you know, eating lunch in the bathroom in middle school. We'll skip the part where I was too nervous to talk to anybody. So I was in my bedroom reading books. And then I realized I didn't want to be reading the books. I wanted to be the person in the books. And so we'll skip all of that. And we'll fast forward to when I was 21 years old and I had a little print advertising business. And it was spreading about as much as my rear end was at the time. So I was 65 pounds heavier than I am now and just absolutely miserable. This one particular day, I couldn't quite button my skirt or any of my clothes. And so I had to wear a jacket and we're in Las Vegas, so it's super hot here. And I was just sweating and I had to wear the jacket to cover up the fact that the button was unbuttoned. And I went to this client appointment and his name was Rusi Bostangiev. And he was so intimidating and I was sweating and I was miserable. And I said, if this is going to be the rest of my life, then no, this can't be. This can't be. Like, I don't care about business anymore. I don't, like, my personal relationships were in just a dumpster fire. Like, just everything in my life was crumbling down around my shoulders. And it was because of the weight that I had gained. Well, that's what I thought at the time. And then little known secret, when you lose the weight, unless you love yourself, you're still not happy. But that's a story for another day. So I wanted to join the military just to come back skinny. And that is a terrible disservice to men and women like you who serve. So I did not do that. I actually started my own little military boot camp for civilians for weight loss out in the parks and lost the weight, gained it back, lost it, gained it back, and just basically spent the last 16 years of my life dedicated to figuring out how to lose the weight without losing my mind because I love food and I don't like restrictions. So is that a decent overall?
Oh, man, that's powerful. I love what she said there. Greg, she said, Semper Fi to the Marine Corps, too, all of our Marine Corps family here at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. That's where I am based in Jacksonville. Greg is just outside of Cherry Point, the largest Marine Corps air station in the world and the largest Marine Corps base in the world. Two people, the two powerhouses are in those locations. Yeah, that's me and Greg. So, yeah, you should have joined the Marine Corps, though. If you was going in the service, you should have joined the Marines. But since you didn't, you did it better. You did your own boot camp, and I love that. One of the things that she said was that she loves food. How many people out there in the audience love food? Because I love food. And food is my life. And life is my food, right?
Yeah. Oh, I like on one hand, when I was really overweight, I would think about how I didn't need to be eating the forkful of food that I was eating and how everyone in the restaurant probably thought that same thing. And then on the other hand, like I was just thinking about what the next food I was going to eat, like just always thinking about food and always thinking about being overweight. Like those two things were just always in my head, but I still love food. So some people love hiking. For me, like, I'm like, is there going to be a picnic? You know, like,
yeah. I mean, what's at the end of the hike? Is there some food at the end of the hike?
food was the one sin, like gluttony right. was the one sin that was completely overlooked in my family. And
it's like, hey, man, that's a little too much there. Michelle Perry, who's one of our gold sponsors. Hello, Michelle. She says, yeah, need more about that. Lose weight without losing my mind. And true, because for me, I have to get into a zone. Like in the Marine Corps, we were just kind of forced. The Marine Corps or military in general, but in the Marine Corps, I can say it is, thank you. It is not a democracy. Okay. So you're going to get up and you're going to exercise and you're going to like it.
That's what I wanted kind of, because I knew I didn't have any self-discipline as far as like, I don't like exercising. I love food and I don't like exercising.
Right. And so some people are made up different because, you know, there's others that, you know, walk around with these little pre-made dishes with like 2 ounces of, you know, peas in them and one little strawberry and all that. I'm just like, so who is that for? You feeding a bird or you feeding yourself, you know?
And they're just smiling, aren't they? They're just so, those people are just so happy. You know, carbs make us happy. Okay. They feed our brain and they give us energy and we need them. The first diet I went on, I paid $500 for it. Cause when I left that appointment, this doctor came on the radio and said, give me $500 and I'll help you lose weight. And I said, yes, it's a doctor. And he had me eating that, like just practically nothing. And I lost the weight, but then I gained it right back. And
you paid $500?
Yeah, I paid him 500. I mean, yeah, I was like, oh, he's a doctor, right? And I did lose the weight, but it was just not in a sustainable way. And while I was losing the weight, I was so grumpy. I was so grumpy and I didn't want to do anything. And a lot of you guys out there, you might have low energy and it could either be because you're eating a ton of sugar, which I will never ever tell you that any food is good or bad. I'm just telling you it might be a possible reason, or you're not eating enough. And it's really important to like dive in and see what it is.
So ladies and gentlemen that are tuning in, because we have people tune in all throughout the show, you're joining CL King here at Impacting Life 24/7. And I'm blessed to have in our virtual studios, Miss Rhino Julie. She is the owner and CEO and chief of the Rhino Gyms there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And for those of you wondering, no, this is not moonshine. This is just pure H2O. So there you go, Greg. And, you know, so when you look at this journey that you're on, there's multiple components, and this is why we're having you back. I think we scheduled you back when we first met you, because you were just so cool. And I said, you know, I want to keep health and wellness as a component of the show, even though someone would say, well, what's your niche on this show? You know, what is your niche? That's like any people who's making an impact, anybody who's making an impact. That's what our niche is. But this journey that you started 16 years ago, did you see yourself where you are today? You know, as this thriving entrepreneur and leading this massive empire of gyms and all that, did you see yourself?
No, I never gave myself time to think about anything. I just was always uncomfortable, always growing, doing something, you know, to get ahead for the business. And that was before. Like now I'm meditating now and I'm taking care of myself. Back then it was like my business was a rhino and I was like hanging on to its tail while it's charging. Like I had no idea what was happening. I just knew that I had to keep the business going, because back then there wasn't fitness boot camps. Back then there was like your mom's aerobics class, which is super cool, but it wasn't for me.
Right.
And then there was like kung fu and kickboxing, where you actually had to hit each other. Back then it wasn't like the I love kickboxing, you know, where you hit a bag. It was like you hit each other. And then there was Arnold pumping iron at the gym.
Wait, you can't let me forget this. I'm sorry for interrupting, but you've got to go. I've got to find this. I should probably do it on my Thursday show. Of Greg and I's visit to Nine Limb Strikers. Well, he and I went in there to do some bag work. Greg, you're going to have to pay me not to show that video, brother.
Amazing.
Greg, and you got two old men up here trying to act like we Mike Tyson. It was something, but activity is important. But let me just go back just a tad, because I think my question was actually more framed in terms of your entrepreneurial spirit, because, you know, when somebody sees you, and ladies and gentlemen, she has massive tens of thousands of square foot that she has in her ownership and that she's overseeing. She's overseeing three major gyms in the Las Vegas, Nevada area. But what I was saying is, when you were 21 or even before then, did you envision yourself as this great business mogul and entrepreneur?
No, not at all. My parents and my grandparents, they were entrepreneurs, and I just never got a job. I just always started my own thing and just never ended up working for anybody. I almost tried it once and it was an awful experience, and so it stopped. But I never felt like I knew what I was doing, if that's your question. Never felt like I knew what I was doing. And then I hit this turning point in my, I think it was late 20s, early 30s, where all of a sudden I said, you know what, I'm going to be a learner. And if I don't know it, I'm going to learn it. And I'm going to keep learning and keep learning, and know that, you know, this perfection thing is not a thing, you know? And right. then it like released just a lot of anxiety that I had. Like I had never even hired a trainer. Like, and then here I am starting, you know, on day one, and I'd hired this guy and I acted like he was like above me and teaching me, but really I was just doing whatever I wanted. And then I learned as I was going, you know? And then I took the certifications and all of that. But I never saw anybody else do what we were doing because there wasn't anything like that at that time. And right. so you just always are questioning. And so what I held true to was, I want this. So there has to be somebody else out there that wants this. So I'm just going to keep going. And then I found my first one person. I only had one client the whole first year that paid. I was decent at advertising. So people would come and they'd be like, what's this girl with her military hat and her whistle making us carry buckets of water and a log on our shoulder? Like, why? This is so weird.
Yeah. She was doing some buds training, some Navy SEALs training out there, man. So when you, okay. So you're like, okay, I'm going to create this framework, this architecture. I'm going to create this boot camp. And so it kind of took off though, didn't it? It kind of exploded.
Yeah, it took off. And I have to give, I just have to give major credit to a couple of guys who were out there with me on the first day, Major Payne and Mr. Boykins. They helped me. They were from the military and they helped me on that first day. But fast forward a year in, I had only been paid $100 from one person. And I was like, okay, I need this personally, because by that time I'd lost the weight. And this was the only way that I wanted to work out. And so I was like, okay, I just need to either make this work or just pack it up and go home. So I called the local news station and I told them, I said, hey, the other news station is challenging you to an obstacle course in the park. And then I told the other news station the same thing, which is bad. Lying is bad. Yeah, I try really hard not to do it.
You had to pray about that one, right?
Yeah, exactly. But Channel 3 didn't even care. They were just like, that sounds amazing. And they sent an anchor for a 2-hour live shot. And I, first of all, didn't have customers. So I had to beg my friends and family to make it look like this was a thing. Everyone thought it was for bad kids. Like they're like, oh, boot camp, I'm going to send my bad kid. I'm like, no, it's for adults. And anyways, we got 83 phone calls within the first 2 hours after that. And yeah, so then I was like, okay, this is a thing. People want this. So the only way this is going to fail is if I don't do it right.
Right. And so, you know, aside from her, you know, just stretching the truth a little bit, and she should probably run. She probably
but
should
I'm
run.
Telling it now.
She
I'm
should probably. She should probably run for Congress. You'd get elected. But that is so cool that you said, you know what? It started with you. It started with you saying, listen, this is kind of like the need and the energy that I'm feeling and what I want to do. And then you got people on board. You know, the boot camp model, what kind of stuff were you guys doing out there?
We were crazy. And so just for anyone listening, we now care about longevity and taking care of people and helping them do something that they like and makes them feel good.
Right.
But back then I had a lot of emotional problems. Okay. And the way I was dealing with my emotional problems is I was pounding myself into the ground and everybody would follow me. It was like lemmings off a cliff. Like we were doing the craziest things. Once we all got in shape together, we were like, well, what's next? And this was before Spartans and Tough Mudders. And so we were like, well, let's do this extreme challenge. And we like jumped off a cliff and went kayaked across the lake and sprinted up a mountain, and someone almost drowned. Nobody has ever died. But like, and I'm like this 20-something-year-old kid, like leading these crazy things, but it was something that I needed. So I would do all of them. And we eventually got to where we were doing 24-hour things. We killed a rattlesnake and ate it. We built fire, like just crazy.
This sounds like she was filming her own episodes of Survival. What would you guys say out there? Survivor. Hey, Augie, and Augie is a staple on our show. He's been with me since we began, just about. He's saying hello from Buckeye, Arizona. So he's out there in the West area with you. He travels all across the country, keeping the shelves full. And so we appreciate you, Augie. And you know, Augie was an Army Ranger. So what you're talking his language about doing that tough stuff. I guess from the psychological perspective, or even maybe physiological perspective, the more you do, the more you want to do. Is it like a fuel that you got to feed? Because I feel that way when I start, when I finally get into that zone, it's like it's never enough. Give it to me harder. Is that what you were kind of experiencing in boot camp?
Just trading one addiction for another, right. You know, and so I was addicted to food, and I just, you know, I the way I fueled that addiction and made it be possible was I was doing 2 to 4 hours a day. And now I do 1 hour a day or less. And some days I just get a walk in. I've figured out how to balance my life. But back then it was just crazy. And there were a lot of people who were just like me, you know, like attracts like, and the the times that we had, we still talk about today. You're just crazy. Just like you guys talk about your times. And hi, Augie.
Yeah, that's true. I think about it. You know, they did some pretty extreme stuff to us in boot camp. And when I ran a juvenile boot camp, I did some of the extreme stuff to them too. but you made a good point. As you have matured, yeah. and seen the whole picture, it is not necessarily about thrashing your body and beating it into submission. It is also about, like you say, longevity. And, you know, I have to talk to my young boys, you know, my son potentially, you know, we're just waiting for his news about the Army. And this guy is out here doing all kind of crazy stuff. And I'm just like, brother, you got to, this is a marathon. Take, you know, stretch it out. And I guess, you know, when we look at the phases of our body, you know, you could do all that stuff when you're 21. But now, you know, it's like you wouldn't want to be doing all that kind of stuff as much, right?
I could still do it.
I know, you could.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't. I want to take care of myself. I want to be around as long as I possibly can for my family. I've been in the hospital multiple times from something called rhabdomyolysis, where you work yourself out until your kidneys, like you end up in kidney failure is the last final stage of that. Oh my. And I've also been in the hospital from stress. Like I've stressed myself into really bad symptoms. And so that's a part of my message though, is just to encourage, you know, other people to take care of themselves and figure out things that fuel our fire. You know, I went from wanting to be that crazy endurance athlete and getting those accolades, I guess, I switched to wanting to be a speaker like you and make an impact and have it be my fuel to see how many people I can help be healthier and be there longer for their grandchildren, and have that be what I cling to and that be more of my identity. And that's been a very, very healthy shift.
And I saw that when I was reviewing, because as you know, we put all of our guests through a very thorough FBI background check, because, you know, Greg works in forensics. So we know everything there is to know about you.
Oh, is there going to be a knock at my door? Are you just holding me in one place?
So we've got the Rhino Gym in Southwest. We've got it in Northwest. And you've got the Rhino Ninja Gym there. Where is that one located?
It's right next to the Southeast one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, right next door.
So Southeast, I said Southwest, Southeast, Northwest, and the Rhino Ninja Gym. You got three locations. But one of the things I want to ask you before we get to our top of the hour break, where we have to do a quick little commercial. You don't go anywhere. I just do the commercial. We talked about this off air, and you know, this show is not politically governed. We are not shackled by any bureaucracy. As the last time I checked, I created the show. So that's kind of where it stops. But when we talk about business owner, you had a scare this past year in terms of everything shutting down, and you, how many people do you employ? 21 people, yeah. In three locations. Yeah. And just talk to me about, you know, the challenges that COVID brought to you as a business owner and how you creatively navigated through some of those challenges.
Yeah. So yeah, the employee part, the rent part. So my rent is $30,000 in between the locations, the insurance. Yeah.
Did y'all hear that, man? $30,000.
Yeah. So we have to, I have no problem sharing everything. We have to make $83,000 a month before I make anything. And last year we made some changes within the business to protect the culture. And I stopped doing something that brought massive amounts of people in every month because I was like, we're not able to take care of all of these people, you know, and my staff is just really having a hard time with giant classes. So we made this major decision that kind of tanked the business right before 2020. Mm. And then I'm like, it's okay, January, February, we're going to prove that if people need us and we take care of them, we're going to be there. Like I told my staff, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We finally make it to January. And then, you know, we broke even. Okay, this is going to work. And then February we climbed and we, you know, I was able to pay myself. I'm like, yes, this is going to work. And then March, COVID hits. So we're talking no buffer. We're talking Julie, like I spent all my savings, you know, making sure that the company stayed around the year before because of that decision that we made. And, it was just nuts. We've never been closed. We made it through the first recession. Like we made it through the first recession. That's a big deal. And we've just never closed. So then we were closed for 79 days. And my team is so awesome. Like they were doing the Zoom workouts for people. And our clients are so awesome. Like a lot of them, you know, a portion of them just stayed with us, even though there were Zoom workouts instead. It wasn't enough though, you know? And so we just like, we got our SBA loan and then we see that just dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. Cause now we're at 25. Well, now we're at 35% capacity finally and wearing the face masks. And it's just been a test. And a lot of my friends who are gym owners, they just kind of were like, you know what? We can't keep this going. And I respect that. I respect that decision, but I need my gyms. I always have. I go every night at 6:30 and I need to be there. It's my sanctuary. It's my family. My family literally, like they've been working with me on the gyms for over 10 years, which is why we're still around. It's because of them. And I just can't, it's not, you know, the sunk cost fallacy that we have as business owners. We're like, well, I put 16 years into it. I've got to keep it going. It's not that. It's not. And I'm trying not to tear up right now. It's not that. It's, I want them. It has nothing to do with ego, nothing to do with pride. Right. Like I want the gyms to continue. I need them. And I want to work with my brothers and my cousin, Jathan. And I want to work with all our team members that we've spent 16 years putting together. I want to be there with them, you know?
Yeah. That's powerful, you know, and that's even greater than having to be there, but wanting to be there. You know, wanting to have those gyms and realizing that the impacts that they have made on your community, as well as the impacts that they've made on your staff. And, you know, I couldn't imagine, ladies and gentlemen, hey, Mike, I couldn't imagine, you know, I couldn't imagine an $83,000 just a little drop in the bucket expenditure that you got to make sure that is covered before you could go get yourself some top ramen. Now, that's what I'm talking about relative to dedication. You say you closed for 79, but you didn't have to lay off anybody, right?
No, but they work hard. They right. pivoted. My coaches like to be in person with people, right. But they pivoted and they did what they needed to do. And just in case anyone else out there is like worried about me, we are going to be fine. Watch.
Yeah.
We actually are doing, and CL is familiar with them, we're doing these outdoor fundraisers. And we have people donating to keep the gym going. And the way the fundraisers work is the money covers people who can't afford to come anymore. So a lot of people lost their jobs and they're willing to wear the masks right now. They're willing to come, but they lost their jobs. And so this fundraiser money covers them. And we have rhinos like just coming out of the woodwork, past rhinos donating and helping. And it's like, oh, it's incredible.
Well, I hope that I would be considered like, I hope I could be like a little a honorary baby rhino or something, you know?
You are. You not only donated, but you participated in my 5-day challenge. And I hear you're working out tonight because you have your accountability partner.
Yes. And that's really cool. We're going to talk about that because I'm getting ready to go over some of the details that you do and some of the great things that you offer. But before we do that, let me just take this moment, which everybody knows the 9 o'clock hour is the best hour because I get to talk about our sponsors, our gold sponsors. We've got three levels of sponsorship that support this program, and our gold sponsors, they get a commercial every show for as long as they're a sponsor. So the sponsorship levels are $1. Then we're breaking the bank here, $5 and $15. So it's silver, gold, and platinum. So our gold sponsors for tonight are Greg Smith. He has a book called 100 Simple Ways to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. You can get your copy of his book by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook, or you can just ping him in the comments if you're watching us live, or you can email him at smith1963, smithg1963@yahoo.com. Of course, Michelle Perry, she just contributed to our Leadership Institute a few days ago. I've been on her show. She's been on ours, and she is a fantastic lady. She is the founder of the Successful Diligence LLC and the host of the Successful Diligence podcast. She's also a best-selling author, and she kind of inspired me to change the title of my book and the emphasis of our book. And so she's the author of The Pebble in My Shoe. And you can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book at successfuldiligence.com. Also, Adrian Barker, she's going to be on our show. She's a gold sponsor, and she's the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast. She's a life coach and a CEO of the Professional Global Etiquette Organization. I want you to reach out to her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. And of course, the CL King group, which we just continue to just pump out the iron. If they need $5, we got them for $5. Yep. The CL King Group Institute organization is a sponsor, gold sponsor for Impacting Life 24/7. And so we've made some new adjustments too, ladies and gentlemen. We've gotten an upgrade to our graphics, and we're going to be putting out some merchandise. And I mean, this thing is just taking on its own, you know what I mean? It's becoming a monster. And so Rhino Julie is my guest tonight. You can find her at rhinojulie.com. I think that's one of your websites, and she gave a rhinojulie.com. Yeah, she is a phenomenal person, and so unassuming. You would think someone that has $83,000 flowing through their hands every month would have their pinky.
It's not in my hands.
I know, but you know.
Sorry to interrupt.
You know, you would think they'd have their pinky in the air, but she is so down to earth. She cares about people. She's interested in making a difference and making a change. So you offer some various, very unique opportunities with your gym. You've got the Join Me for Rhino 1-on-1, or is that 101 or 1-1? What is that?
It's like 911, but okay. When you're like in an emergency where you like gained weight and you can't lose it, then you call Rhino 1-1.
Rhino 1-1. I get it. That's dope. That's nice. Okay. So she's got an opportunity on her website. You can just go to rhinojulie.com and you can get your first week free. But tell us about the Rhino 1-1 real quick. What is that about?
It's my little heart project. I've actually collected some rhinos who moved away, a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds, but all of us have one thing in common. And it's that, you know, at some point in our life, we gained weight and had a hard time getting it back off. And so we get together every single week, and there's like an online course, and we focus on introducing one new action step that we hope will turn into a habit every week. And then we hold each other accountable. And the idea is gradual habit change and adding to our life. We don't restrict. And it's because if someone tells me, Julie, you can't have this, it's all I think about, right? So
right.
We add to our lives, and we add all of the good stuff until there's no room for the other stuff. I'm not going to call it bad. I'm going to call it other.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we're reaching our goals because we have this new lifestyle that we've put together.
So. You know, lifestyles are important. And we find that when we just do things on the surface and we don't really, you know, adopt it. Like, you know, somebody asked me the other day, they said, man, how do you do all these things that you do? And I mean, how does it affect well, here's why it doesn't really affect our family, because it's kind of like a part of our family. All of us are kind of rotating in this, you know what I mean? This is our life. And so it's all good. And this is our lifestyle. It's not just something, you know, I'm not just trying to do a little side hustle. My wife has her business, I have mine, and it all just flows together. We all just rotate around each other's life and embrace it. So another thing that I participate in, I don't know if Greg has done it. Has Greg chickened out of the 5-day challenge? We got to get him on board with that. But tell us about your 5-day exercise challenge, because I am a participant in that particular arena. Tell us about it.
So I love this little challenge. George Bryant, he's one of my coaches, and he said, okay, what are you all doing for your community service? And I said, well, I can up my game. And so this 5-day challenge is a free 5-day challenge that we start almost every Monday, and we get on a Zoom, we kick it off. We talk about how we have to have celebration before we can have motivation, and we figure out what everyone can commit to for the next 5 days. And then in the group, everybody has an accountability partner. Yours is Donna this week, and y'all have to tag each other. And I have 100% graduation most weeks on this challenge. And people tell me it's the first time that they've worked out 5 days in a row, like in years. Oh my goodness, Miko, I have to tell you guys about Miko really quick.
Tell us.
Okay, Miko, she used to be in my gyms like a decade ago, right? And she would bring her little daughter, and her little daughter would sit in the corner. And actually it's her granddaughter, excuse me. And so she came back into the circles, right? And she joined the 5-day challenge, and we get on the Zoom call and we go around and we talk to each person. Like, how are you doing? What are you already doing that we can celebrate right now? She's like, Julie, ever since I had my stroke 2 years ago, I've been laying. She's like, not sitting. I've been laying on my couch eating candy. And I was like, okay, that's no worries. Like, we're gonna figure this out. We got this. She is 4 weeks in. She has exercised like 5 days a week for 4 weeks now. She keeps doing the challenge over and over, and her exercise, like, it's good. It's like 30 minutes. She's got strength training in there, like resistance training. She's dizzy. She can't always move properly because of the stroke. And every single day she still like does it. And then the coolest thing is like the clips of the video, like the first Zoom video of her and her nature. And now 4 weeks in, and she's telling me, Julie, are you going to get your workout in? And I'm like, yes, Miko. Yes, I am.
Yeah, go ahead, Miko. Man, that is so inspiring, Miko. And if she hears this, CL King and our team, we really salute you, Miko, for getting involved and getting active. And thank you, Rhino, for being such an inspiration. Because that's also a part of it. You can't discredit that you are an inspiration to so many. Good night, my friend Augie. Augie says he's got to hit the rack because he's going to be up 4 a.m. in the morning, and he's heading to Washington State. So, wow, what another drive. Here's what I know, and I'm having somebody on our show in a few weeks. You guys are going to love him. His name. I went to high school with him. We were in high school together. We were in middle school together. This guy does a COVID run. He's done a daily COVID run since COVID began and has not missed one day. Some days he runs 5, 10, 15 miles every single day. And Henry Patterson is an absolute machine. This dude has ran like the circumference of the planet just about. And one thing that inspires me is his daily commitment to it. Became his lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't just a fad, but he has committed to run. I think his commitment is for a solid year to run every single day. He runs in the snow. I see him on Facebook. He'll post his beard with snow in it and rain. It doesn't matter. And lifestyle, again, is important. Now, not all of us can get out there and run every day like Henry, but some of us can be like Miko, and we can say, man, you know what? I'm going to go from this position to, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's just activity that gets you that inspiration to keep going, huh?
Exactly. It's momentum. And so when you are successful with something, which means you need to choose something that you know you're going to be successful with to start.
Right.
So don't
right.
say that you're going to go run 15 miles, right?
Right.
And then you complete it and you celebrate the heck out of the fact that you just completed it. And then you do it the next day, celebrate again. And then those little wins turn into the momentum and the motivation to be able to do bigger and bigger and bigger. A lot of my challengers start with 5 minutes of anything. It could be walking. It could be something more, but they start with 5 minutes Mm-hmm. I had one girl start with 30 seconds. That is all she could commit to because she knew herself.
Right.
And I loved it. And then the 30 seconds turned into more and more and more and more and more. Donna Sisson was one of them. I think she started with planking as long as she could each day. And then now she's crushing it with these bigger, longer workouts. And so it's starting with something you know you can do. That's the important part of this commitment.
Do you know what the world record is for planks, man? I mean, I wonder, I think I can go about, I think I've the longest when I was in really, really good shape. I think I did maybe 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. What's the, I mean, like, how long can you plank for?
I don't want to brag. So, I mean, we used
look,
to
I could
like,
go a whole 2 minutes. How long can you plank for, Rhino?
We used to do the 6-inch ab hold competitions and the plank hold competitions back in the day, and nobody ever beat me. So I was always the last one standing. So I don't know how long I could go for.
So she has an indefinite plank position there,
no,
Mike Black.
No, it's not indefinite. I just don't know. And 2 minutes is amazing. So also, oh my goodness, another girl.
Go ahead.
She started with 5 seconds on her plank hold.
Oh my.
And she got up to 30 seconds by the end of her 5 days. Every day she held plank for as long as she could. And I thought that was an amazing story. But 2 minutes is hard. Like if I did a 2 minute plank right now, I'd be like sweating.
Shaking,
like,
Listen, I think that's what I'm going to add. I think that's going to be my commitment this week. I'm going to do planks every day just to see how long I can do them. And it's not, I have to do them where there's nobody else around because people probably start getting the paddles and say, man, is he dying? What's going on over there? After about 15 seconds, my whole body's going in convulsions.
Yes.
But it's actually better for me because I'm a two back surgery person that sit-ups just won't work for me right now. So I think I'm going to do my planks after the show because I got to get my commitment in. And that is something so cool that Rhino Julie, who is my guest, ladies and gentlemen, we've just been hee-hawing so much, I forgot to tell you who I'm talking to. Rhino Julie, you can find her at rhinojulie.com. She is the owner and CEO of 3 amazing, world-class, super huge, super friendly, kind gyms out there in, I almost said Arkansas,
Las Vegas,
Nevada. And she's got some, another thing that really impressed me because as a business owner, you're also in charge of culture. And Mike Black, who is joining me more often as a co-host, he and I have worked with organizations on workplace culture and helping to develop that. People don't understand that is so important. In fact, you can make $40 an hour, but if you got a toxic workplace culture, you're not going to get the optimum performance out of your people. I don't care how much you pay them. Some organizations say, hey, be quiet, we're paying you and that's it. But those people are already submitting their resumes somewhere else. I'm sorry for parenthetically inserting a commercial about how to run your organization, but it's true. And so Rhino Julie has adopted some things. She talks about compassion. And I want to just go through these real quick, Rhino, because compassion is important. You got some elements about compassion. You and I know they're on your website, but compassion is important to you. And what do you do to demonstrate compassion and your team?
For me to my team?
No, for you and your team, your culture, your culture is a compassionate culture. So how do you guys roll that out?
Well, first of all, everybody in my gym has to be nice to each other at all times. Like everybody has to. And it's written on the wall. So when you come in, it says no bullying, no whining, no egos, no negativity. And we really care about how people feel. And one of my coaches, I was so proud, I was interviewing him and he said, you know, people don't remember what your title was or what you know so much as how you make them feel. And I'm like, this is a 20-something-year-old guy who is saying this and he works with me. And I'm like, yes, that is everything. And we're super serious about making sure that everybody who's in our gyms are super comfortable. And at the bottom of the sign, it says if anybody breaks the rules, they'll be called in to speak to the owner. Like I take it that seriously. And I talk to people personally who don't fit because we're a community. We're a sanctuary.
Yeah.
We're a sanctuary. I want people, when I was doing the outdoor thing in the parks, I just remember saying, man, I wish there was somewhere that was just ours, somewhere where we could go. Anybody could go. And they know that the second they walk through the door, everybody's going to be nice to them and they can just feel at home and they can leave with these endorphins from working out. That's what I wanted.
That's
and it's
awesome.
What I have.
One of our other show contributors, Danny Brunson, who I told you is one of the smartest cats on the planet. He said that's why I just throw stuff out, because I know if he's on, he'll look it up and give me the answer for it. A former U.S. Marine just broke an 8-hour plank record. Now, yes, sir, to the Marine Corps. And he's 62 years old. Well, first of all, he's a Marine, so Marines don't age like that. But second of all, that is really cool. 8 hours in the plank position, I'd probably die. So that's something. I'm just going to try to get 8 seconds tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm challenging my team to join. Mike and Danny and Greg, we all need to join this 5-day challenge with Rhino Julie and just get ourselves. Look, man. I'm telling you guys, I told the podcast audience that I was bench pressing a 175-pound dumbbell minus 150 pounds. So, hey, maybe this will count, and I can just go get in the bed. Maybe this will count as my workout for tonight. Now, we're going to do planks. And, Julie, in addition to compassion, you guys also talk about positivity and humor. And I can see that because me and you have laughed a whole bunch during the show. I guess you guys just have a great time and around each other, huh?
You know, I've learned that. Like, I want to be able to pay my people more. It's something that I'm working really, really hard on. But people stay based on how much fun that they can have in their environment. And my coaches and I think our members, we have fun and we can't take ourselves too seriously because the world is crazy. So we have to have fun and we have to make fun of, you know, ourselves and we can't be too serious.
You're so right. I need to remember that because I am a stickler for perfection of rolling this show out, and I have to remember sometimes that, man, sometimes it's just gonna bomb and it's just gonna be that way, and I just have to laugh, you know what I'm saying?
And calling it out is so important. Just
right,
you know, I will share a moment that I had yesterday morning. So we're rolling out our 12-week challenge, and it's amazing. And Sabrina and Whitney, they're running it and they are awesome. And I wanted to get a certain number of people, it's an online challenge, so that I could pay them a certain amount. And I told Sabrina, I'm like, Sabrina, I just don't know. And I had all this anxiety. I said, I have so much anxiety right now because I want this so bad for you. And I don't know if we can deliver. And she, you know what she told me? She said, Julie, it's fine. Like, what we're making right now is fine. And she said, nobody said that trying to save the world would be easy.
Well.
And then she's like, don't be anxious. It's all fine. And had I just acted like the boss that knows everything and is like, you know, like, and tried to like spin it a different way or act a different way, it wouldn't have had that result. So just calling it out. Every single morning, I start my meditation with breath work. And then I continue with, where was I uncomfortable yesterday? And I just sit in it, CL. I just sit in it until I have an answer or it's not uncomfortable anymore. And it really, really helps. And when, you know, before I would act like everything was okay, even when it wasn't. And that just, that makes us go to the hospital.
You're right. It's called blood pressure and stress. And yours truly had to learn that the hard way. I mean, I was knocking at about 180 blood pressure and realized that, man, there's got to be some changes and recognizing that. And you're right. You said identifying those things that make you, that you weren't comfortable with and owning those. And sometimes you're right. You have a tendency to wear this proverbial mask and everything's good. Or like you say, put your boss hat on and say, this is the way it's going to be. But you've got a great organic relationship with your people. That's probably why, even more than the pay, that they are there. I'm thinking of a boss that I had back in the days, and Mike Black knows him. I would have worked for him for free. That's the kind of person he was. He was that amazing. And so you are truly, I know you're passing this on, and I know that I could walk into any of your Rhino gyms there in Las Vegas and it would just be a great place to be in. Rhino Tough. We identify ourselves as rhinos. And why is that?
Because we're a team. You know, when I first started this, I remembered I used to do cross country and track. And when I got to wear the uniform, it was one of the times that I actually felt cool. Like the only time I actually felt cool, because I was wearing the uniform, you know, and I was a part of a team. I was part of something bigger than myself. And working out shouldn't be something that we have to do. It should be something that makes us feel good about ourselves in a lot of different ways. And so we're rhinos and we're a team. And at the end of every class, we do 1, 2, 3, rhino tough. Like all of us do it together because we're a team and we're teammates getting through life together. And Rhino Tough, like on three, makes me so happy to this day. Like,
so I think we might be able to put that in. We'll do that at the end, the absolute end of our show. We'll just put our hands in and say 1, 2. Greg, you can have to say it. You're gonna have to type it, Greg or Danny. You guys can do it. I don't know how you guys can do it virtually, but anyway, truth. And truth is important. We believe in telling. These are some of the principles and why her culture is so powerful and amazing at the Camp Rhino Gyms. We believe in telling the truth, seeking truth, and questioning when we think or what we think is the truth. And so you don't snuff out your people asking questions. There's one type of person that will question things just to question. And we know those types, and those probably are not going to, you know, they're eventually going to just weed themselves out. But having a culture in your organization that encourages questions, that says, hey, listen, maybe I don't see it. Maybe I don't see everything. Even if I'm the CEO and the boss and the guy, the person writing the lady writing the check, ask questions. You encourage that, huh?
I am the worst trainer at my gym. Yes. And it's because I hire people way better than me at so many different things. And I tell my brothers and my cousin, I tell them all the time. Like whenever they tell me something that I don't want to hear, I just tell them, thank you for not being a yes man, because it's way easier to just go with the flow and do whatever I say than to say, you know what, Julie, that's actually, you know, back when you took your certification, you know, 16 years ago, that was true. But now there's a new development out there, right? So with the health and fitness industry, things change, you know, like, right. You know, like carbs are good for you and you need them. But there was a time when carbs were bad. There was a time when fat was bad. And it's like, oh no, we need fat. And then we want to take care of our members. And so whatever the truth is, like we've changed our programming at our gym, like for the workouts many, many times, because we're always seeking the best. Like we're okay with being wrong as long as we change it, you know?
Right. Right. That's,
and it's hard though. It's hard, but I'm trying to live by that. And thank goodness for my team. Cause used to be, it was me asking myself what I thought. And I always agreed.
Yeah. You know, that's why I have Greg with me and he's been with me since 2009. And just yesterday he gave me some insight that I wasn't necessarily in agreement with, but I saw the light after he delivered it to me. And so, you know, it could have been, I could have said, hey, listen, buddy, don't you remember who the company name is in? But no, I want to hear what he had to say. And his application was very wise. And that's why he gets paid the big bucks anyway. So there's that. So when we talk about truth, and we talk about the culture, you've got all of this wrapped up in three dynamic locations. Can I ask you this? Do you envision opening any more, or do you got some other things in the works? You got some other stuff that you got itching? Because you just seem like somebody that don't let a lot of grass grow under their feet. So tell, give us a little sneak peek.
No, I do have something in the works and I will tell you about it. But first, I have to tell you that I'm probably not, you can't say never, but I probably won't have any more locations because it's really hard and I don't want to wish that on somebody as far as franchising or licensing. It is tough. It has to be one of the toughest industries to be in. But I have this amazing lady, if any of you guys are in Boise, Idaho, one of my old members started her own Camp Rhino Gym in Boise, Idaho. Oh, wow. And we did the licensing agreement. She's been going for maybe 6 years and you walk in and it's home. You really know, like she is carrying that flag and she just said, I can't live without it. And I know times are tough. We're over there. So if any of you guys are in Boise, Idaho, please go and pay her a visit. Her name's Jen Arnold. So that's one thing.
Well, let me just before I forget, because you'll remember better than I will. One of the challenges that I think comes to my mind is the human nature, because we're fickle people, right? January 1st, your gym's probably, you probably got to hold people back because, oh man, I'm getting back in shape. And then by the summer, they didn't forgot that commitment that they made probably by March. So do you deal with a lot of ebbs and flows of people like coming and going and coming and going and starting and stopping? You have to deal with that in gyms, huh?
Yeah. So our bigger issue, we don't really.
Okay.
We're pretty consistent.
Good.
Because like we have our longest, so our member that has come the longest straight without stopping is going on 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I have our first ever member. She moved to Texas, but she comes back like whenever she's in town. And so we don't have that with our members, but the biggest thing that we struggle with is we don't sell supplements and things like that, because like we don't push that stuff because we believe in whole food. We believe in information. We believe in exercise. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of gyms get ahead because they have, you know, they sell these packages that nobody uses, you know, right. Or they have 10,000 people paying for a location and only 50 are showing up, or 500 or whatever.
Right.
And then they also, you know, get everyone into these, you know, monthly supplementations and things like that, that help with the income. So that's our struggle, just to be real with you, but yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way. And when times are good, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine doing it our way.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I Frank Sinatra said, I did it my way. So what I'm so delighted about, and we talked about this off camera, but the big box places, that's all good. But you know, you have put your heart and soul into this Rhino community. And you know, for somebody, I don't know how many hours away I am from you, but I know it's a different time than what it is right here. For you to just have a small encounter with me and inspire me to want to be a part of the Rhino family. I mean, it's not like we've been knowing each other for 40 years, but just my small encounter with you was like, man, I watched your Zoom, I watched your live. I'm just like, man, that is so inspiring. I need to get up off the couch and put the potato chips down for a minute and then I'll pick them back up when I'm finished. But no, that's a culture. That's a brand that is so essential to, you know, what you have is irreplaceable. You know, that's something that money cannot buy. You tell people that you learn three unique secrets. I see you thought I forgot. I didn't forget. You told people that you've got three unique secrets or revelations that you, you make me want to go get Samson, my dog.
My little puppy.
You got three revelations about, you know, your whole health journey that you experienced, that you're like, okay, I've been trying this. I gained weight. I lost weight over a 16-year period. And now I finally zeroed in on it. And so I know the landing gear is almost down, guys. So I can't ask her to give us all three. I wouldn't want her to do anyway, but kind of give us an insight sneak peek into that thought process that you had and the revelation that you got.
So I had no idea that mindset was going to be the answer to long-term weight loss for me, but it was. It was mindset and then gradual habit change, which all of us, you know, might say, oh yeah, that makes sense. But for me, it was focusing on adding instead of taking away. It was just revolutionary for me. And what is possible for me to add that I can be consistent with? And then next week, what is possible for me to add that I can be consistent with? And that consistency is what ended up helping me like finally lose weight the last time and keep it off. And I was like, what? It's not some like sexy program that's like just like being perfect with my eating and perfect with my exercising. And no, because those things we fall off of, where they're not sustainable. And so that was part of the big epiphany for sure.
That is so powerful. And if you'd like to connect with Rhino Julie, I'm asking everybody. I know my team is going to do the 5-day challenge, or else I'm going to fire them all. I'm teasing. RhinoJulie.com. She has such a tremendous work out there, and you can be a part of this life-inspiring lady and her team, the family of rhinos. You can join the Rhino family, the Rhino Nation, from literally anywhere in the country, because she's got gateways and on-ramps to her program that are virtual. So it's so cool. What I'm going to do, Julie, is like I do for every guest, especially the amazing ones, is I turn my show over to them for a minute and I say, man, speak to our audience, give them some words of encouragement. The floor is yours, Julie. Let's hear it.
Guys, if any of you have been struggling or suffering, or if it's ever entered into your head, like, why can't I do this? What's wrong with me? First of all, I get it. I've been there. And second, we cannot be motivated unless we celebrate what we've already done. And so many of you all out there, you're the strivers and you're the drivers and you're the A-type personalities, and you go until you burn out, or you've been spending your whole life giving, helping everybody else. A lot of you who are mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, dads, like, you've been giving. And then when it comes time to take care of yourself, you beat yourself up for what you haven't been able to accomplish. And why can't I be motivated? And I'm here to tell you that there is nothing wrong with you. You have done nothing wrong. You are beautiful just the way you are. You are awesome. And I would encourage you to ask yourself, what is my why? Do I want to chase after my grandchildren when I'm older? What is my why? And I want you to take that why, and I want you to say, what is the next one small thing I can do every day? Is it drink more water? Is it eat more vegetables? And then when you do that thing, I want you to celebrate that you did that thing. Celebrate it. And then with celebration will come motivation. And after a while, instead of just drinking the water or just eating the vegetables, all of a sudden it will turn into this brand new lifestyle. You will have the momentum until you don't even recognize yourself. I want you to create your future self by doing that for me today. And you've got this, and you're amazing just the way you are. But this is going to just help you be able to fulfill that purpose and live that why.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's why she is an inspiring motivational speaker. And man, I just soon quit speaking now. That was so inspirational. Tremendous job. Rhino Julie, you can find her at rhinojulie.com. Join the 5-day challenge. For those of you out there finding, you know, I can't find the gateway to get started. It's March and I've already broken my New Year's resolution. Well, we brought Rhino Julie on to help you. See, you guys, this is strategic. I brought her on to help our audience across the world. For those of you that fell off the New Year's resolution bandwagon, I brought Dr. Rhino to help us get back on. And it's a little step. Every day for 5 days, you get an accountability partner and you do something to get yourself moving. I got an accountability partner in her team, in her group. And tonight I'm going to do some planks. I think I'm going to do that all week. So to close this out, we said we would do it. We're on three. We're going to do Rhino Tough. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Rhino Tough. Yeah, that's right, y'all. So Rhino Julie, we thank you so much for being with us. And we can't wait to have you back. I think we'll have you back in the summer. I think we got you in June or something like that. And maybe we'll just all be, I hope to be, you know, have, what's a rhino has these things. He has horns. So maybe I'll grow some horns out for your next appearance. That's right. Tell all the Rhino Nation there in your community, please tell them CL King and our whole team appreciates them. We appreciate you. And we thank you so much for being with us. Okay.
Bye, guys. This was a pleasure. I appreciate all of you. Rhino Tough.
Have a great night. All right. So ladies and gentlemen, that's how that works. How cool was that, man? And really, the truth of the matter is, if you're looking for a starting point, Rhino Julie will be a great place to start. Just go to rhinojulie.com and you can join the 5-day challenge. It don't cost you nothing. And she helps you with an accountability partner. And you, thank you, Danny. Rhino Tough. See, we got the team in there. We got the team saying it. We're Rhino Tough. I'm going to go do my planks. A little known fact, I feel absolutely terrible today, but that's okay. I know what my purpose in life is, and that is to try to make an impact. I don't live life based off of feelings. I live life based off of facts. And Rhino Julie said, man, you can just do a little bit every day. Add a little bit, not about taking it away. So go on and eat them chips, y'all. Go on. Go on and eat them pork rinds. Go on and eat that Rocky Road ice cream. But add something positive to it, too. Add some movement to it. So for every bowl of Rocky Run, go walk around the block one time. Add. And that's man, so glad we had her. So glad we've connected with her. And Greg's going to join the challenge. And the challenge is really cool. It's really cool to have somebody that you're kind of going along with virtually and just saying, hey, man, I did my planks today. And you see the celebration. The way she is the way her organization is. You know, she's got one gym, 17,000 square feet, another 7,000 square feet, another a couple thousand square feet. She's got a huge operation. And she's got 21 employees, never had to lay one of them off during COVID. That is, I'm telling you, those people will charge up Mount Suribachi for her because she has developed a culture that says, man, I got your back if you got mine. And that's what they do with their clients. They let their clients know and their fellow rhinos that come into the gym know that, hey, look, we're here for you. We exist because you're here. And so I'm off tomorrow, but I will be back on Thursday for the closeout of our week. And you guys know that because my contract is such that I get Fridays off. And so we'll be having on Thursday, Susan Ways, and we'll be talking with her. And then we'll close the week out and start all over again. If you'd like to become a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, we'd love to have you. There's three sponsorship levels. There's gold, there's silver, and there's platinum. The silver level is $1 a month. That helps us with our operating cost of the show. You wouldn't believe it. I don't have an $83,000 budget like Rhino does, but we definitely have accumulated some costs that are associated with putting together a good show. We don't just film the show off of our phone and some earbuds. We have a lot of things and infrastructure in place now that helps us provide quality shows, quality podcasts to have quality guests. And the guests that you see every week are high quality guests, and we're thankful for them. Additionally, the $5 a month gold sponsorship, if you have an organization, a group, a church organization, for $5 a month, we will run your commercial on our show for as long as you're a sponsor. And we do that at the top of the hour. And if we need to add more time throughout the show, we'll do it. But for $5 a month, you're helping us with keeping the lights on, but we're also wanting to help you by promoting your business, promoting your book, promoting your organization. And we want to bless you with that. For $15 a month, our platinum level, when things open back up, we are going to be on the road, y'all. And we have a virtual component of this training, and we also have an in-person component of this training called GEAR. And we utilize that training to help at-risk youth all throughout the country get unstuck and find their course and direction in life. And so a $15 a month sponsorship helps us to provide that training to them absolutely free of charge. It's different. It's not something that they would get normally in school, but we target school students because that's one of our biggest customers. And so again, for a $15 a month sponsorship, you get all the things that we described. We'll put a commercial on for you, but you also are helping us reach a life, a tangible life. It's not just a thought. It's actually some students and kids that have had struggles, and you will help us reach them. So if you guys want to join us, it's Impacting Life 24/7, clkingspeaker.com. Thank you so much. We'll see you Thursday.